Chapter 7. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, You, son of man, thus says the Lord God to the land of Israel, An end, the end is come on all the four corners of the land. Now is the end on you, and I will send my anger on you, and will judge you according to your ways. And I will bring on you all your abominations. My eye shall not spare you, neither will I have pity, but I will bring your ways on you, and your abomination shall be in the midst of you, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, An evil, an only evil, behold, it comes. An end is come, the end is come. It awakes against you, behold, it comes. Your doom is come to you, inhabitant of the land. The time is come, the day is near, a day of tumult, and not of joyful shouting on the mountains. Now I will shortly pour out my wrath on you, and accomplish my anger against you, and will judge you according to your ways, and I will bring on you all your abominations. My eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will bring on you according to your ways, and your abomination shall be in the midst of you, and you shall know that I, the Lord, do strike. Behold the day, behold it comes, your doom is gone forth, the rod has blossomed, pride has budded. Violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of their wealth, neither shall there be eminency among them. The time has come, the day draws near. Don't let the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is on all the multitude of it. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they yet be alive. For the vision is touching the whole multitude. None shall return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, and have made all ready, but none goes to the battle, for my wrath is on all the multitude. The sword is outside, and the pestilence and the famine within. He who is in the field shall die with the sword, and he who is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But those of those who escape shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them moaning, every one in his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They also shall gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be on all faces, and baldness on all their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be as an unclean thing. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bellies, because it has been the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations, and their detestable things therein. Therefore have I made it to them as an unclean thing. I will give it into the hands of strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall profane it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall profane my secret place, and robbers shall enter into it and profane it. Make the chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Therefore I will bring the worst of the nations, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pride of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be profaned. Destruction comes, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come on mischief, and rumor shall be on rumor, and they shall seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do to them after their ways, and according to their deeds will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord.